This is the Drive Podcast with Josh Graham.
Now you're talking my language.
You can hear the Drive weekday afternoons, 3 till 6 on WSJS.
We've made it to a Friday Drive. It is WSJS, News Talk Sports for the Triad, where we are live at the ACC tournament in our nation's capital, in the bowels of Capital One Arena, Washington, D.C. And just as we all expected, two of our locals made it to the semifinals of this tournament. Just not the combination we thought we might be getting. This NC State run is what makes this month special. It's what makes this sport special. And what makes, at the root of all that, is just how illogical it is that the Wolfpack is still standing. State lost four in a row to close the regular season. They didn't have their best player to start this tournament. In that first game, facing the worst team in modern history of the ACC, or at least the last 5 years, Kenny Payne's Louisville Cardinals, they trailed a team that was about to fire its coach less than 24 hours later by double digits in the first half. It looked like NC State was about to roll over and fire Kevin Keats. Then it scored 94 points without DJ Horn. Then it beat a team that, in the regular season, beat the Wolfpack not once but twice. Then it played a budding top 10 Duke team, fresh off getting beaten in Chapel Hill, so you know they were crispy, and pretty much wire to wire, at least in the second half, the Pack controlled that game. And in the process, it's completely transformed the conversation surrounding Kevin Keats. Just think about how quickly this all happened. He was as good as gone on Tuesday. Then they won on Wednesday, and fans said, okay, fine, we'll bring him back. And I saw this in real time from where I was sitting courtside here in D.C. There were State fans I heard behind me. We were sitting behind the NC State bench that were saying, how many years does Mo Diarra have left? What? Just think about that. In the flip of a couple of nights, it's gone from let's fire this guy, that's how bad things are, to things are so good, who do we got coming back? How exciting is this? Pretty darn exciting. We're still playing? That's the magic of March. So knowing Kevin's background, Kevin Keats having come on our show so many times and talked about growing up in Lynchburg and the history of this tournament and what the ACC means to him growing up having watched it, he said it means the world to him that he finally had a moment to grasp onto having a moment as NC State's coach in this tournament.
Yeah, it means everything. I grew up in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I knew ACC basketball. I mean, loved it. My time and I will say this. This will be a good one. You can report this. I actually like Greensboro a lot. I like it just a little bit, just so everybody know that part of it. I'm very familiar with it, and it means a lot to me.
You should know, while he was saying I like Greensboro a lot, he did like the three goggles. If you're watching on YouTube, Twitch, and X, he did that right after he was done. BDOT's going to join us in a bit, in about 10 minutes. Right after the press conference, this is a true story. Keats gets off the stage. He sees BDOT and says, come over here. And he, of course, Dot does. And Kevin puts his arm around BDOT and says, put up your Wolfpack fingers. And, of course, Dot does with a stupid look on his face. And right after that, Keats says to Dot, and I'm quoting, they're going to tear your ass up for that. Kevin's having fun, man. And for those who are wondering, NC State's had ice cream after every one of these games. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't think Kevin accounted for winning this many games consecutively when he said after every road win you get ice cream. So, is NC State going to look sluggish? Looking at you, DJ Burns. Just throwing that out there. I don't know. Not counting them out tonight. Shades of NC State. In D.C. in 1987, the last time they won an ACC title with Vinny Del Negro and company. There is no reason why they can't win tonight.
The spread is 2.5 points. That's all Virginia's favored by. Think about that. What if I told you just 2 days ago NC State would be facing Virginia in the semifinals of this tournament and State would just be a 2.5 point underdog? That is the magic of March in this tournament. Virginia hasn't really looked the part the last month. Barely snuck by Boston College last night in overtime.
Boston College.
Virginia 4-4 in their last eight. Perhaps we get a State Carolina ACC title game, which leads us to the question that I have for you today. And you could chime in on our YouTube chat, my replies at Josh Graham Show and at WSJS Radio. What is your dream ACC championship matchup for tomorrow night? What do you want to see? Is it North Carolina and NC State? Is it North Carolina, Virginia? What would you like to see on X at WSJS Radio and at Josh Graham Show? Shifting things to some football news. It's Friday. Usually people like lighter stuff, want to feel good going into the weekend. And this story here gives you none of those feelings. Because we knew this was coming, but according to sources, conferences in Notre Dame have agreed to a new playoff deal that before we even play 12 teams in the playoff that expands this year for 24 and 25, they now know that it'll be 14 for 26 and beyond that. 14 teams, 3 for the SEC each year, 3 for the Big Ten, 2 for the ACC and the Big 12, 1 for the Group of 5, and then the remaining 3 are at-large bids. That's what it's going to look like, and there's slotted money each year for each conference gets as well that you can read into. We won't get into all the details of that. But from an ACC perspective, almost everything about the 14-team playoff is frustrating because Jim Phillips has a really difficult decision to make here. And
have a great day and go ACC.
He has to admit that he's a second-tier conference, that they're running a second-tier conference. And that might be okay from a football perspective when you look at the SEC, even though the ACC had a better season than the SEC did have last year. You pick the metric. The ACC was better than the SEC was a year ago. But the SEC invests more. The SEC has performed better. Okay, you deserve one more playoff team than we get, and you deserve more money because you are better at the biggest sport than we are. Fine. But the Big Ten, the ACC has outperformed the Big Ten regularly, and you're going to concede that the Big Ten's better just because they have larger alumni bases with their schools while the ACC has more private schools? That's what that is? That's essentially what this is becoming? But you have to take it if you're Jim Phillips because, number one, what's the alternative? And number two, the ACC has not really deserved all but 1 year, the last five or six, two bids to the college football playoff. So jump at getting two, especially given the team that should have been in last year is suing to try to get out of the conference right now. So to protect your league in case you lose Florida State, having those two bids is something you're going to want to have. Another reason why it's frustrating, Notre Dame's going to get protections based on this report from Pete Thamel and Heather Denich. There's no school ACC fan should hate more than Notre Dame. Some say that it's Duke, but Notre Dame is going to make, according to this report, $1 million less from the distribution of the college football playoff, 14-team playoff, than every ACC school. Doing so without being in a conference. Essentially make what the Big 12 conference is making. The ACC rescued Notre Dame in 2020. The classic case of you can have your cake and eat it too. The fact that they would not have played a football season in 2020, which turned out to be their best season in recent memory, going to the playoff, and then Notre Dame just continues to do things that are fundamentally worse for the ACC. They're never going to join this conference, and they have no reason to because they're catered to in a way that is puzzling to many people. Notre Dame, they're the reason Cal and Stanford are joining the ACC, in addition to Randy Woodson flipping his vote at NC State, but that's another story for another day. Outgoing president Randy Woodson. The bubble could burst on college football. People said that wasn't going to happen for NASCAR, and given how much that grew in the 2000s, and then we saw things dissipate when they went too far away from their roots. College basketball, too. One of the common refrains I hear is, why watch college basketball when the NBA is right there? College basketball has just become a worse version of the NBA. nothing really feels special and different about it other than the month of March. That's why you see this growth in the women's game, because it feels like what you used to know from the men's game of college basketball. Could that happen with college football? Could that happen with how much change we've seen in a short period of time? It's a different sport. Two of the playoff coaches aren't in college football anymore. Nick Saban, the legend, and Jim Harbaugh to the NFL. They're going to 14 before going to 12. Why? Greed. Just like everybody loves. Pure old greed. Something that will lift everybody up on this Friday. In reality, we do need a pick-me-up after that. And that's why we call on the sixth man of Tar Heel basketball, B-Dot, who's going to be hanging out with us for an hour starting next on The Drive.
This is it. You ready?
All right, hold on.
All right, do it, do it.
All right, listen up.
This is The Drive with Josh Graham.
Back in D.C., sixth man of Tar Heel basketball, B-Dot. Having joined our set.
What's happening?
I'll tell you something that's happening. Warrior Sports at the YMCA. This is for boys and girls ages 8 to 13 that have disabilities. Gives them a chance to learn fundamentals, other important aspects of youth sports, such as character building, teamwork, sportsmanship, and mindset. They are doing basketball for a second season, done soccer as well. YMCANWNC.org is where you can sign up. Registration is open through March or until it fills up. WD has a surprise for you, Dot.
Do you, WD?
Are you aware of Russell Wilson's Denver Broncos mantra?
Yeah, that's right.
Broncos Nation.
That's right.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Yeah.
Before that, it was him in bed with Seattle announcing a contract extension saying, "Hey, Seattle." Which might have been the most interesting thing he ever said as the quarterback of the Seahawks.
Especially seeing that Sierra had a child like 9 months later.
Mm.
Good point. Now he's a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. What's it going to be? We might have our answer now.
What's up, Steeler Nation? Just signed, baby. Fired up to wear the black and gold. Here we go.
Here we go.
That's here the new go. Let's Ride.
I love Here We Go for a few different reasons. Because I think however you look at it, it kind of is that emotion. You're either really excited, here we go, or... oh, we just signed Russell Wilson. Here we go.
Here we go.
That's honestly what that sounded like from Russell.
It's Gerard Carmichael is a Winston-Salem guy,
yep.
Comedian. He once had the great joke about DiGiorno's. What's DiGiorno's tagline?
I don't remember.
It's not pizza.
Oh, it's DiGiorno's.
It's DiGiorno's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says the way that should be delivered is, it's not pizza. Pause.
Here we go.
It's DiGiorno's, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's not pizza, but it's DiGiorno's. Like, this is what we got. Okay? Like, that might be the way to take Russell Wilson. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's like he wanted to say, it's like he wanted to have the Let's Ride thing, but it didn't go so well last time he did that, but he wanted to have something.
The sad part is I hope they didn't put a lot of thought into it. Like, I hope it just... and sadly, I feel like the night before he says, all right, what am I going to say on the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there may be multiple takes. I want to see the other takes that didn't make, because that's the final edit that they released. I want to see what the original take was.
There are some NFL trades to speak about that we'll do in about 10, 15 minutes or
DJ.
So. Aaron Donald retired today. Is Derek Brown now the best defensive tackle in the NFL?
Nope. DJ Reader, baby.
Where's he from?
He's from North Carolina.
I had kid. DJ Reader.
Grantley Worley was at him.
Dexter Lawrence, North Carolina guy as well. One of the best defensive tackles of the sport, but Derek Brown led. He broke the record for defensive tackles last season for the Carolina Panthers.
Let's go, DJ.
Let's get to North Carolina, Pittsburgh. This, to me, trying to read tonight's game, seems like it's going to be a fist fight. Seems like that's what the regular season meeting was like, and North Carolina got more punches in, and it was their toughness and defense that allowed for them to close that game out at the Oakland Zoo. But the Panthers, they need a win to get into the tournament. If they win tonight, they're in. Full stop.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
If they lose tonight, they're probably not getting in after what we saw from last night, Providence beating Creighton, they're going to get into the tournament in all likelihood. The bubble doesn't seem to be helping the ACC teams, is the point that I'm making here. The Panthers need to win tonight to get in. And if they, you know, they're going to be inspired and they're not going to be afraid of the Tar Heels. You could say that the Tar Heels are better, and I think I will agree with you. But the Pitt Panthers, they're not going to be afraid with Jason Capel and Jeff Capel, given the fact that prior to this year, they won 3 straight against the Tar Heels in 5 of 6. That's fair.
No, they've been owning us, and I just saw Jason Capel.
What'd you say to him?
We just stared at each other, and then he took his headphones off, and then I walked over to him. We dapped and embraced like we normally do, and then he said, I said, you ready? He said, yeah, we ready. Let's get it. I said, let's get it, you know, and then he walked his way, and I walked mine. It was interesting, though, because I've been looking to see Jason. I saw Jeff yesterday, spoke with him briefly, but I don't have the same relationship with Jeff that I got with Jason. So just to see him as I was just walking, being a tourist around this beautiful part of Washington, D.C. that I never really got to explore like that, just to see him just in a real off-the-court element, walking out of the same hotel we're staying in. He was right there at the front, threw his headphones on, and went for a walk, I guess, to sort of get ready for tonight's beatdown.
Tonight's beatdown.
I mean, that's just from the fan side of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, that Pitt team, man, I remember being in the Smith Center and Jason Capel screaming obscenities to me, screaming, they soft. They soft. And I really would like to know if they still feel like that. Because
after the first meeting.
No, they don't. And see, that's what I'm saying. This Carolina team has shown that they take that softness conversation and they turn it around and they punch you in the face first. And I hope we do that tonight. Even though my parlays are shot.
Hold one sec. Let's do this correct. WD's got Tar Heel music.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So you got a message. The Tar Heels are watching this right now.
My fault. Carolina Nation. You already know what it is. First of all, it's like home court advantage. Nothing but a sea of blue in there. You dig what I'm saying? You scream Tar. Everybody screams Heels. It's amazing. But the boys going to do what they do tonight. Again, even though my parlay is already shot, thanks to Tennessee, I still think that my boy RJ's going to get off tonight more than 3 threes. I still think Cormac's going to hit more than 2.5 threes. Mondo's going to have more than 9.5 points. Harrison Ingram's going to have more than 9.5 rebounds. It's going down tonight. It is a W, okay? We are cutting down nets. Josh Graham, last time Carolina cut down the ACC tournament nets were?
2016.
My gosh, that was 8 years ago. You dig what I'm saying?
In this building.
In this building. So why not bring back that magic, huh? Let's get a dub. Let go, boys. I would scream Tar, but we're sharing a room right now, and I don't want to be rude.
Heels.
Thank you right
look
there,
at,
WD.
Here's,
or Bill. Or Dalton.
Had to get
William.
It. Yeah, I'm look WD. At, look at, I don't know who I am. Thanks for that, Wes.
After yesterday, where Dot found every reason William. To insert himself into certain circumstances, like the awareness to say, I'm not going to be rude today. We're not going to be loud. I appreciate that.
You know, it's a learning curve. You understand? Like, these are certain spaces that I don't frequent often. So sometimes I may have to be manicured in the correct way to handle myself, but I'm always
manicured.
The consummate professional.
Manicured. I like that.
Thank you.
Hornets Suns. That's tonight. What happens in that game?
Boo this man, please, somebody.
That's what happens. They're going to smack the Hornets tonight, man.
Lost to the Celtics last night.
BTA.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
Understand it.
That's what's happening tonight.
I like North Carolina to win tonight, and I like
– to cover the spread? 7.5 points?
Best bets is in 20 minutes. We'll get to best bets.
Send me that cash out,
ruin parlays in a bit.
Oh, my gosh. I even got somebody to pay for my prize picks, and Dalton blew it for me.
Dalton Connect?
He blew it.
Huh. Not Will
like
Dalton.
I was gonna say
just
I
making
didn't
sure
blow,
what
I didn't
Dalton we were talking
you.
About.
Yeah, not that Dalton.
Had to, got to make sure
the other Dalton. Dalton Connect, not Dalton. That's Dalton because Wes Durham
William.
Took his name.
William.
Uh huh. At least the Hurricanes won last night. The
Horn.
Canes.
Uh-oh.
Blew out the Florida Panthers. Blew them off the ice. Now they got Toronto on Saturday and 4-1. Kuzi got a goal. Kuznetsov, the newest Hurricane. You'll love to see that.
There it is. There it is.
You've still never been to a Canes game.
Nah.
You'd enjoy that.
I think I would.
I know you would. It's
a place where I could scream and just – but they would have to, of course, do something to make me scream. And then I hope they have a fight out there. Then I could really scream.
If you want to see fights, you go to Carolina Thunderbirds games. You'll see more fights there.
The Carolina, is that Winston?
Oh, I have a North Carolina Pitt exclusive note, an insider's note. You ready for this? Ted Valentine's going to be on the whistle tonight.
Bah, 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 bah. Who cares?
I think people care who's officiating tonight's game.
Ted Valentine, TV, that's the guy. But, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't matter.
But like, more importantly, that means he's not going to officiate the championship game. Because if you officiate semifinals, you can't do the final.
That's a rule?
They don't like having somebody officiate a team back-to-back days. So if you officiate the semifinal, one of the teams is going to be playing in the finals.
Does it upset you that TV Teddy won't be officiating the championship game?
Not at all. There are four officials that stand among the pack in the ACC, who I think actually has the best roster of officials, despite the fact how much people complain about refs. Burt Jones, Roger Ayers, Ron Groover, and Ted Valentine are going to be the combinations. We're going to see those guys tonight and tomorrow.
How much validity is in it, and not to interview you on your show, Josh,
please,
but I see this on Twitter a lot.
We got 30 seconds.
Say, complain about the referees. How much validity is in that with the officiating from the ACC is horrible? Is that a thing, or
no.
Is that just it's not a thing?
It happens in every conference. People complain about the refs, just like everybody wherever you're at complains about bad drivers.
Nah, DC got some bad drivers. Like, I'm talking about, they just be cutting you off. They don't give a damn about you up here, man.
There are a lot of so-called sports talk guys who don't do anything but flap their gums.
Yeah, exactly.
But not Josh Graham. He doesn't even like gum or flapping, for that matter.
He's so talented.
You're on The Drive with Josh Graham.
Back at Capital One Arena, Washington, D.C., less than 3 hours from tip-off of the semifinals at the ACC tournament, six-man Tar Heel basketball, B-Dot, with us. And he answered a question that I think moments later we learned to be true, saying, yes, Josh can be long-winded, which is the purpose of the segment, keep it simple, which we'll do in 15 minutes. Evidence of that is we did the Big Four, brought to you by WD.
Budget blinds.
And we left one out.
You did.
Number one on the Big Four is...
A California highway got backed up for about a mile. Why? Because a big truck that carries toilet paper fell over, and boxes of toilet paper fell all... It busted open onto the highway, covering the entire highway with toilet paper.
This would have been a lot bigger story in 2020 if that happened.
Yeah.
Remember when
that's true,
because
nobody could get any. It's a short story, so it actually kind of works out for these purposes. But, I mean, toilet paper covering the entire highway, backing
I've
up traffic.
Throwing toilet paper on houses and on trees.
Roll
they
the quad.
Wake Forest when they rolled the quad.
That's right.
So maybe this is a Wake Forest Demon Deacon alum was like, you know what, I'm about to roll the highway.
Did you ever roll the quad at Wake?
Yeah.
I thought about going.
I'd never been.
I thought about going after the Duke win a few weeks ago, but didn't end up doing so.
I went one year, like around early 2000s, when Chris and them got a big dub. We went over there, and it was quite a festive time.
B-Dot has Washington, D.C. stories he wants to share. This is the part where this is something that me and Dot are aligned on, something that me and B-Dot have in common. That we are busybodies. Mm. It's always on to the next task. We're task-oriented people. And, for example, I was at ACC Hospitality last night, and Dot just disappeared. I don't know where Dot is. I've learned where Dot was in the last few hours or so. And apparently, in between us getting back from College Park today, grabbing some lunch out on Maryland's campus, first time I've been there, very nice, and me getting here to ACC, the ACC tournament at Capital One Arena, Dot's been sightseeing. Dot's been exploring. So I'll just pass the steering wheel to you.
Really?
Yeah. What exactly can you tell us about what you've learned in our nation's capital?
A good friend of mine, Marky Mark, he does radio here nights. And he came and picked me up last night, and we were just riding around sightseeing. And I saw Howard University, which is dead smack in the middle of the hood. And it made me think, like, all of the HBCUs I know about are dead smack in the middle of the hood. North Carolina Central, North Carolina A&T, Winston-Salem State University. There is a theme there. That was very interesting to me. Then seeing the streets, like the streets are letters. Like it's a A Street, B Street, C Street, F Street. You dig what I'm saying? Then their numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4. I was on the corner at the intersection of F-12. I was on the corner right there, F-12. Then there are state streets like North Carolina, Georgia Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, it's great. But the big thing around here is the cherry blossoms. There's a whole thing about this that I was not aware of. They bloom between the end of March and the beginning of April. Like right now is peak cherry blossom, and it's a national thing. 1.5 million people. 1.5 million people all come to Washington, D.C. just to see these cherry blossoms bloom. You can Google it. Like, I'm really, really shocked by this. Like, they say, how busy is it? 1.5 million people. It is the Washington, D.C. cherry blossoms. It's a festival. Did you know this, Josh Green?
I knew nothing about any of this.
I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. That's the podcast. And that's what I'm out here doing some work for while I'm out here working with Josh as well. But March 20th through April 14th, we're dead smack in the middle. That is cherry blossom festival season.
Show the people on YouTube, Twitch, and X some of the photo sessions you've done. Joe Giglio, we need to get you on the show.
Ah, photo ops.
Yes. We'll
get him in the back
Joe
seat of our car here.
We need to need to get Joe Giglio.
Just hop
on
in the back seat
bit
of the Coupe de Ville, my guy. That's how we get down.
So
what am I showing
his
him?
Photo, the photo shoots that Dot does when he's in cities are great. And all I could think when I see some of this, how funny it would be if I tried to recreate some of the poses.
I was standing at an intersection
YouTube,
with my wife,
Twitch, and
I was
X,
like,
if you're seeing, he's scrolling through some pictures.
This is beautiful, like,
that's
architecture
downtown
here.
Downtown,
like,
D.C., it's
beautiful, it's
great because,
right?
Like, the buildings
really
aren't
good
that tall, it but it's a huge city.
And then
it's
I was
different
out there just getting some swag for, you know, just for myself. You know what I mean?
Just imagine me standing there in that
you
pose.
You know what I mean? Just,
Then
watch this. Like, I'm just taking pictures, but I'm by myself, so I have to put the phone up somewhere and then put it on a timer. So I'm
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just flicking
I've done
away.
That. Just
flicking
wait for
away,
it.
Flicking away. Sir.
Some Clemson fan just walked right into the middle
excuse
of a
me,
stage
sir
photo.
Sir, excuse me. I'm
Clemson's
to
not
you
here anymore. Why are you?
It's freaking ridiculous.
Clemson hasn't been here for a couple days now, sir.
But I've been having a good time, man. Just walking around. Man, this is the first time I've actually got to walk around like that. It's dope.
Also dope. Crossroads Ford of Kernersville.
Kernersville.
They're offering the largest rebates they've had in years. Crossroad Ford, super low interest rates right now for up to 72 months. Visit them online. Visit inventory. Apply for financing. And if you need service, you can set up an appointment online. See John and the gang. Check the brand new Fords out on the lot. Now's the time to buy a new Ford. Tons of inventory. Great rebates. Low interest rates. Crossroads Ford of right off I-40 on Highway 66.
I just got a text message from my boy T.O.M., and he said Cherry Blossom Festival is major in D.C. I had no clue.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So
my boy's in the backseat. What's happening?
There he
headphones
is
sitting back there. Joe Giglio. I crashed your show yesterday. You can crash ours now.
Yep, there we go. And the whip.
Party
so,
anytime.
There he is.
Yeah. So
welcome.
Joe Ovius. Joe Giglio, they have their YouTube channel, Ovius and Giglio, that you
they
should check out.
They be cussing on there, too. They be saying cussing words.
Yeah.
I didn't know they could do that.
You have
can't
to remind
that
me
here
that we have FCC rules.
Yes.
You're in the back seat of our car here.
Yeah.
Just like, actually, you were sitting shotgun earlier today when we rode the College Park. How would you describe that experience today, going to College
Park? It
was
a great experience, but famous last words when you were like, if Tennessee loses, I might as well just and what one of the
for
Vols
more
too
him than me for more yeah the Vols
they were on every one of my sheets,
but you know what though,
everyone
I think it happened because you knew subconsciously you wanted Tennessee to lose so that the
we
Heels
the
can be
seed
the number one seed,
get the number one
so
one
you did it. It was your karma.
Yeah.
Joe Giglio,
time
percentage chance North Carolina, if they get a one, that Arizona's in their region.
100.
Thank you.
100.
Now, as somebody who doesn't have a dog in the fight, do you want to see that game?
I think it would be good for college basketball. I think it would be good for the TV product.
If you don't have a dog in the fight,
yeah,
absolutely. But Tar Heel fans, I don't know why you would ever want to see that.
Yeah, no, I don't want
to
see it at all.
I'd
I don't
like
know
to
why
see
WD
it.
Really?
I would like to see
WD
it.
WD wants to see it.
But do you think Arizona's going to beat them, though? Really?
Yeah, I think
don't,
so.
I don't
so
think so.
I don't.
You know who Arizona is, actually?
Who?
because they have their assistant coach as well.
Yes.
Gonzaga. They have a lot of – they're highly skilled on offense.
Gonzaga isn't going to Cameron and beating Duke.
I'm about to say, what you don't understand
Gonzaga
is –
Gonzaga has beaten Duke. They've just never played at Cameron.
Right. There's an X factor, though.
But also, Gonzaga dies in the tournament every year. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason they die in the tournament every year, because they're very skilled and soft.
It's a good point. Didn't they lose the 215 last year?
They did, because they're skilled and soft. That's why they lose.
There's a chip on the shoulder of Caleb Love all cannot account for, though.
Oh, wait. Let's hold one second. You said last year, talking about UNC and Pitt, that North Carolina was soft. Remember they were called out by Pitt and they didn't swing?
Yeah.
What's a commonality between Carolina last year and Arizona basketball like we're talking about right now?
What's a commonality? That
maybe that Caleb Love fell?
Caleb Love.
All right. See, and it's those type conversations, man. It's those type – that type rhetoric is what's going to fuel Caleb Love. And not just him, but his teammates. And don't forget, we got UNC favor on the coaching staff over there at Arizona as well.
No, I just hope it's a close game if they play.
Yes, man.
I hope Arizona's up by one and they put Armando Bacot in drop coverage. Top of the key.
It's just so many storylines that feed a horrible narrative if you are a Carolina fan.
I have to ask this, though, because you are a Tar Heel. True Tar Heel, right? How in the world can Caleb Love transfer?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go play for Arizona. Have an amazing year.
Mm-hmm. No, a transfer to Michigan first, not get admitted, and then go to Arizona.
Shut your filthy mouth.
How does he put on his shoes, Tar Heel for life?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what that means. Right.
Literally. But see, the reality is he didn't mean
I'm taking it too literal.
Yeah, you take it way too literal.
Okay.
It's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
See, Caleb understands
Flava Flav got in.
That there are Carolina fans that still support Caleb
Ride
Love and love Caleb Love.
That's
and
fair.
The shots that he hit, the games that he's won.
Oh, the one shot he
– Dude, like
– He can do what he wants as far as I'm concerned.
Two if you count UCLA.
I mean, he's a dagger in that. And the fact that – that's why I'm just so happy that he was able to go to Arizona and still thrive.
Have
not
the
just
success
thrive,
that he's having.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a situation of – if he would have went to Arizona and fell off, it would have been, that's exactly why we let you go. But nobody can say that now. You know what I mean?
You got a minute here, Julio.
Okay, yeah, we have a clock and it's radio.
NC State, Virginia, any read whatsoever. Any read.
No. Kevin's teams traditionally play well against Virginia. There's a little bit of oil and water there. I love the karma of the tournament of all those Virginia fans who were rooting for State last night, suddenly in the first half of this game going, what did we get ourselves into? I do love a little bit of that. That's what the tournament used to be. That's where and that all belongs here. But that being said, you know, Kent State continue to play with the urgency and desperation that they have played with in the last two games. That will be the big key.
Thank you for being here, Joe.
Absolutely.
That's
and I was
Joe
just
Gilio
joking about them be cussing on their show. They're very professional. Great show. Check
no, we still
out.
Do that.
Check those guys out. They're my guys, man.
The Drive with Josh Graham, only on WSJS.
Brendan Marks joining us, our buddy from The Athletic. There he is.
I'm glad that moment was immortalized. It really is the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. So, for those who don't know, myself, Will Dalton, our guest here in D.C., Brendan Marks from The Athletic, and Connor O'Neill, Deacon Illustrated, Devils Illustrated. We put together a ACC tournament pool, ACC tournament draft that we've been following. Points, rebounds, assists. Steals, blocks, add them up for six players, a six-player pool, and we have the most updated standings that we're going to put up here. Will Dalton trying to defend his title, but unfortunately, sadly, WD has kind of fallen behind, but he is the only one that has multiple players left standing, if memory serves, that plays for a North Carolina school. We'll see how it shakes out. The standings right now, Brendan Marks leads the way with 254 points. All you have left is Armando Bacot, our guy.
Armando.
Nobody else I would rather have with my draft on the line.
Connor O'Neill trails by 21. He's got two Pitt Panthers in Carlton Carrington, Blake Henson, and he has Reese Beekman as well, trying to track you down. There's me with 177. I've got R.J. Davis left if I want to make a last charge. Probably not going to happen when I had two Clemson Tigers get eliminated on Wednesday night. And WD has Cormac Ryan and Harrison Ingram.
I forgot about the Cormac Ryan pick.
172 points. But here's the thing. If Carolina gets to tomorrow night,
they'll be feeding the ball to my guy. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, WD wants to correct, too. He's the only guy who has three players left.
That's true.
He also has DJ Horn from NC State.
I sure do.
We mock that pick.
I might come from
behind. You took a hurt player. Ha, ha, ha. Who's laughing now?
That's right.
On Friday night? Not me. I'm not laughing at him, Brendan. Not laughing at him.
I love where I'm at. I admittedly bet big on the Duke Blue Devils and was not rewarded for that faith. However, I appreciate the efforts that Kyle Filipowski and Mark Mitchell gave me. I had the two Duke Blue Devils who seemed to care yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm very glad that I still have Mr. Baycott on my side.
When you are a beat writer, you have to deal so much in right now that you don't have a lot of time to forecast what's ahead. When you do talk, as we do, you have a chance to forecast what's coming. And I have the sense, with Duke losing to NC State, the conversation is almost here where, similar to the questions that were asked about Hubert Davis a year ago, they're going to start to be asked if Duke doesn't get past the first weekend of the NCAA tournament this season, and you have that monster coming in with Cooper Flagg, Isaiah Evans. I forget the name of the top five recruit that they landed, I believe, from the Senegal.
Come on, Malwalk.
Seven-footer that you're bringing in. That's as good of a recruiting class as you're going to have. It seems like Zion, RJ, Cam Reddish 2.0 in terms of hype that's going to be surrounding Duke. And following what we saw last night, it might make Blue Devil fans a little bit nervous in terms of talking about expectations and following in Coach K's footsteps. How do you see it?
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, the fact that we're already talking about next year's Duke Blue Devils, I think, tells you a lot about everybody's confidence level in this year's team. And, like, listen, I was listening to the Joes earlier today, and I heard them say something to the effect of, Duke has all these ingredients, it has all this talent. This is the argument we've said all year. Duke has all the pieces you could conceivably want, except for the one piece that we've been talking about since July, and that's a legitimate big man rim protector. There was a reason that Duke was flirting with those guys in the portal over the summer. The fact that they did not take one has been a lingering question, but that's the basketball question about Duke. The real question about Duke is about toughness, and it's about want to. And it's about the fact that we're 32 games into Duke's season, and we're still talking about Kyle Filipowski saying, we can't be entitled. We can't expect to win. We are not letting the feeling of these losses sit with us. That is a failure on both the players, obviously. They're the ones who are performing. But it's also, to some extent, it's a failure on the coaching staff. It's a failure on John Shire.
You could read Connor's stuff, Deacon Illustrated, Devils Illustrated, Brendan Mark's stuff in The Athletic. Getting you guys mixed up now.
We look so much alike. I mean, it's...
But what's great, you can read his stuff in The Athletic, recapping a lot of stuff here from the tournament. But you were telling me, I was one of the more interesting Duke locker rooms that we'd seen all year. What was the highlight of it?
It was. And, I've always found, whether it's Duke, UNC, NFL, any locker room, usually you find more illuminating things in a losing locker room than you do a winning one, because it kind of forces guys to sit and actually look in the mirror. And I think the most interesting thing was Jared McCain was asked, how do you change a team's mentality this late in the season? And he said, you have to have humility. You have to bring your egos down. And I think it's a fascinating thing, because he went on to say, and he's right, Duke's players should have egos. They are very good basketball players. You only get to that point by having an ego. Coach K said when he was coaching Team USA, the most important thing that he had to do was get everyone to bring their egos, but he had to manage those egos. He never once said, Kobe Bryant, don't have an ego, because that's impossible. So you want to have those. However, those egos cannot come. They cannot supplant reality. And that, I think, is the thing that seemed to come out yesterday from the Duke locker room. I was pretty surprised to hear guys say that they did not think that they were humble enough, that they did not think that they had come in with urgency 32 games into the year.
North Carolina, Pitt, NC State, Virginia. I know at times you could be a basketball sicko, so to speak.
Big time.
What game intrigues you more tonight?
I think it's actually the first game, mostly because, you know, my eyes are already, like, they're already preemptively hurting, anticipating the second game. Mm-hmm. I think that, for starters, obviously Tennessee lost today, and so North Carolina is now in prime pole position for the last number one seed.
I think North Carolina might still get that number one seed even if it loses tonight. However, Pittsburgh is mounting a charge to make it to the NCAA tournament.
If they win, they should be in, right?
I don't know.
If you beat number one seed?
That non-conference schedule is really, really bad. They have a quad three loss. They're right on the cusp. They need this one. Mm-hmm. If they do not get this win tonight, I don't think there's any chance.
I agree.
I would have said the same thing about Wake Forest had Wake Forest won. I think that you still would have needed another win. I don't think the Demon Deacons would have been in, even with the win yesterday. However, there's just so many good teams, and there are bubble thieves. We're seeing it in the A-10 right now. Dayton lost, and that's now going to be a two-bid league as a
Providence
result.
Providence beat Creighton.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't think Providence is going to beat UConn, but crazier things have happened. My point is, I think that first game has a lot more implications.
Wait, doesn't Providence play Marquette tonight? I think St. John's plays UConn.
Yeah, but UConn is going to win that game.
Yeah, they are. But, hey, but what I'm saying is Providence, if they beat Marquette, they're for sure a tournament.
Yes. So the more of these bid thieves keep coming up, and right. So I think the implications are greater in the first game than the second one. I am intrigued by the second one, sheerly from the fact, because I want to see how much gas is left in the tank for NC State. I'm not convinced that they're done.
No, I think they're winning tonight. And I don't feel confident about that at all. I think anybody who pretends to have a read on this game is lying.
What's the line? Do we know it?
Yes.
What is it?
You want to take a guess?
If I had to guess, I'd say Virginia 3.5.
Virginia minus 2.5.
Oh.
That's Vegas telling you they have no idea either.
I'm taking NC
State
all day. Send
me that cash out, family.
I'm taking NC State all day in that situation. We can talk about that now.
We can. I saw a poll amongst the state of North Carolina. See, somebody who's been all over this story, got to give credit to Brian Murphy of WREL.
Murph has owned this.
He really has, from start to finish. There's a statewide poll. How often do North Carolina residents plan to legally bet on sports? How often do you plan to do that? 53% say never. 22% say occasionally. 18% rarely. 7% say frequently.
I'm surprised at that. I kind of figured that it would be like 25% saying never and 25% saying I've sent 7 live lines at halftime.
Yeah. Well, I
figured it would be bell curvy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still like, it doesn't surprise me if it's like close to 50, because the others still say you're betting. So close to 50% of
That's
people
fair.
Doing
That's
something.
Fair. That's fair.
It's why you have it. See, everybody wants to talk about, you know, with an election cycle and politics and things of that nature. At the core, politics is about people having their elected officials do the things that you want. And guys like Brian Murphy have been polling people for decades, and it's something that North Carolinians want in high numbers, and it's a win for democracy in a sense that the thing that more people in this state wanted than not happened.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I will say this. If you are actually betting and you're in North Carolina and you're betting on the NC State-Virginia game, go touch grass.
You probably hate yourself. I may or may not have fired off on Wake baseball against UVA and drove 20 minutes to College Park today because you can't do mobile sports betting in Washington, D.C.
Send me that cash out, family.
Touch grass.
You touch grass. Touch grass, my friend.
WD, can you tell me how Wake baseball is doing right now? that might
I will say.
It'd be great in real time if it comes back. Virginia 6, Wake nothing.
I will say, in my defense, and I think this is something that I hope other people in relationships with partners who are not sports inclined can relate to. Yeah. My wife is not a sports fan in any way. She could not tell you 10 college basketball players, despite the fact that it is quite literally my livelihood. It is what pays our bills.
I don't think my wife could either. 10?
No, definitely not. Maybe 5. Maybe 5. My point is, I told her, do me a favor, place one bet and watch the game and see if you care more. And she did it last night. And she placed 2 more bets today.
I'm going to try it.
It's a way. Cause
what game did she bet on?
She bet on the Duke-NC State game.
She took State!
She bet on the Duke-NC State game. She's a North Carolina graduate.
Okay.
That should be the preface. But I think it is an interesting and intriguing way, fellas and ladies out there, if your significant other is not interested in sports and you are trying to push them, give gambling a try.
could work. You know, it's just crazy enough to work. North Carolina, so let's get into North Carolina-Pittsburgh, the game itself. If Pitt wins the game, what does this game look like?
If Pitt wins the game tonight, it's going to take another Herculean effort from Blake Hinson.
So still high scoring.
I think it has to be. You know, and I think North Carolina's defense has been this core, right? Good offense still beats good defense.
Mm.
North Carolina's defense is really good. It's really physical. Our NBA draft guy, John Hollinger, was here for the Florida State game, and he leaned over to me about midway through the second half, and he said, I did not realize how tough North Carolina was. This is his first time seeing them live this season.
Biggest difference between Carolina last year, Carolina now, I think is some element of that, where they went to Pittsburgh, close game, under four, they win by double digits. They go to Clemson the next game, I believe. I know those games were back-to-back, forget which order. They were up 58-55, 5 to go, win 65-55, don't allow them to score the rest of the way. People are going to want to talk about RJ, player of the year, and you know those types of things. But that defense, they hadn't had that since the 2019 team, I don't think.
Since the Syracuse loss, North Carolina's last loss, since then, North Carolina has the fifth-best defense in the country, and it has a top 25 offense, too. It's
wow.
The number three team in the country, I believe, only behind UConn and Arizona over that stretch.
BDOT, he was very excited that Brendan Marks was going to be dropping by the set. Did you want to sit in the back seat real quick to close us out? It's also a Rhinestone Cowboy Friday. I didn't know how that was going to work in a bunker where there's other shows, so we'll see. If you don't know, Robert Walsh, we love him. Back in the day, he started a tradition where on Fridays we sang the chorus of Rhinestone Cowboy. Why? Because it makes people laugh and smile. And I don't know how that's going to work in a little bit, but we're going to find out. WD is smiling, I can see. Yes. B-Dot is too.
He's amazing.
What do you have?
I mean, yeah, I'm still eating.
You have my sour Skittles gummies?
These are gas. These are gas.
Oh, my God, they're amazing.
These what is gas. That?
Game changers.
Is that the sour Skittles?
Yes.
The gummies.
Oh, I just had the Starburst gummies for the first time the other day. Don't recommend.
Don't recommend. You know, I don't know.
These are gas, though.
And the nerd clusters. Yeah. I love the nerd clusters.
The nerd clusters are good.
Oh, my God. But these right here, they rival the nerd
see,
clusters.
See, now the FOMO's picking up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now the FOMO's picking up.
Now the FOMO's
for
really
WD.
Picking up. Yeah.
Sorry.
He wasn't feeling it watching BC Virginia last night.
No, I am. I really am.
Now?
This is upsetting.
See, B-Dot's in the passenger seat. I'm driving here. We got Brendan Marks. Actually, are you a good driver, Brendan?
Never had a ticket. Never been pulled over.
Good driver.
That's a good driver.
Ryan's a great driver. I can't even count how many times I've been pulled over.
State of Virginia can get you. Just be careful
right.
on your travels home.
Yeah.
B-Dot, he can attest I'm a pretty good driver.
Yeah.
Is he?
He's very aggressive.
Not what safe. I would have pegged for him.
Yeah, me either.
I thought he'd be right lane.
Right.
50 miles.
No. He'll cut you off.
10 and 2.
But he'll apologize after.
Like, yeah, right.
Get out of my sorry right. about that.
You a bumper sticker guy, Josh? You pegged me as a bumper sticker
no
guy.
No bumper stickers.
Nah,
really?
He's not
none
a bumper
on my
sticker
car.
Guy.
They put antlers on his car one year for Christmas. He was so upset.
B-Dot, nothing tracks more than that. Nothing could possibly track
he
more.
He was angry, though, B. He was mad. Like
I lost the bet.
He had to keep it on for like a month.
They did it in February.
Oh, my God. So wait, in February?
Yeah, so they put it all on my car in February. I said that Carolina – was going to win the Trey Jones game, and Trey Jones
Trey
did
Jones
what he
made
did.
It, so that did not happen.
And
antlers.
Antlers on the car with, like, these weird lights on it. It was really bad. So
February.
I just remember driving vividly, driving the PNC Arena for a game.
Were
right
you married
that.
At this point?
No.
For the best.
Thanks, God.
For the best.
I remember driving to PNC Arena, and every worker that was waving me in just dying laughing while looking at my car.
Yeah.
It was – so bad. I hate
you
even
it.
Christmas time.
He deserved it. That's why
he
deserves
it.
He should never bet for Carolina. Every time he does it, he jinxes us. Every single time. It's a known thing. Whenever Josh Graham puts his allegiance behind the Carolina faithful, whoa, buddy.
However,
Tar Heels win tonight.
Anytime he's wrong, I do like the clown meme. We get to bring that one out. That's one of his better ones. Get it prepped, WD.
Maybe I should start having this like on the stream, like the Brendan Marks meme. I need the clown
pop
meme.
It in.
Did you find the Wake Forest baseball score? That wasn't a joke.
I thought you said it.
No, I don't know that.
Oh.
I thought you were going to come in and say it was like 6-0 Virginia.
No, I thought you actually were saying that's what
the
it
luck
was.
That we might have. Because here's what we I'll gave out officially.
Out.
You remember this, Dot?
Yep.
Got NC Central minus 5 against Delaware State. Lavelle Moton, he is a machine in the tournament.
That's a lot.
And then we got Pittsburgh's team total under 70.5. That's what I have.
Ooh.
That's what I have.
And see, I just got Carolina covering the spread, 7.5 points on that.
And then I have Wake Baseball minus 1.5 runs against UVA. But that's happening right now. So
the craziest thing that I've heard on somebody betting since it became legal is I have a buddy who started betting on Madden football simulations.
We've gone too far.
That
Brendan, we've gone too far.
We've strayed
man.
Too far from God's light.
We have.
100%,
man. What do you want me to say about that? WD, should we steer out of this conversation? Is there a way that we could steer out of this?
Yeah, we
properly,
should.
Properly? The right way?
Oh, yeah, I know how to do this.
Yeah, there's only one way we could transition out of this awkward conversation. Yep.
Let's go to the sidelines. Tony Hayne.
That's the way to do it. Okay, Brendan Marks, tonight, you like Virginia and North Carolina.
I like NC State and North Carolina. I don't believe Virginia can score.
Both.
I don't believe Virginia can score 60 points in back-to-back games.
WD, who do you like tonight?
Carolina and NC State.
Carolina NC State.
Yeah.
B dot. Who do you like tonight?
I like NC State because I want Coach Keats to win. But I was just out there, and I'm talking about without even thinking. ACC Network asked me who's winning tonight. I said Carolina, Virginia.
Okay.
Like, I just feel like it's so much home court advantage for Virginia. We'll see.
That makes me feel actually better. If all three of us sat here and said that NC State was going to win tonight, all four of us.
Well, now Pitt's going to win. So.
Right, thanks.
There it is.
Damn.
Brendan Marks, best of luck with the remainder of the ACC tournament draft. If you win, a $100 gift certificate.
When I win.
Tell him, Brendan.
When I win.
BJ's Brew House and Restaurant, because I know you were in Winston-Salem quite a bit. You
can
capitalize on that. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Thank you for having us.